Welcome back. The original. Get this thing going. Shout out to my boy Los, Mr. Carlos Norris, with the background music. That's my dog. Thanks, bro. Hit your ass up for some more. ASAP. Let me get this thing cracking, everybody. Thank y'all for tuning in. Thank everybody for tuning in to the Undrafted All-Star Sports Show. I'm your host. I am Big Sug, a.k.a. Sugar Dosha the Great, a.k.a. Mr. Tell Your Friends About Me. I'm sitting here chilling in the hooch. I'm by myself right now. I'm still fucking great. What's up, everybody? Hey. Do this thing real quick. Subscribe to the YouTube page, The Undrafted All-Stars Podcast Show. Also, follow us on social media, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, UD All-Stars. Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, UD All-Stars, UDALLSTARZ, UD All-Stars, same for Undrafted All-Stars. Come on now, be real. Follow the link, linktree.com/Undrafted All-Stars with a Z. You can watch and listen to our shows on the YouTube page, the Anchor app, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts, Undrafted All Stars is there. If you want to support us, please support us. Go to Anchor FM/Undrafted All Stars and go to support. 99 cents a month. 99 cents a month. That's all we're asking for, bro. And sis, highlight us. And also, tune in every Saturday morning at 11 a.m. West Coast on the hot 72.5 FM in Vegas. We are live on air each Saturday running the Undrafted All Stars Radio Sports Show. Download the hot 72.5 FM app in the Apple Store or Google Play Store. Also connect with us online. www.hot7025fm.com to chat with us during the show. The number would be on the fly, 702-551-5261. That's on Saturday though. And of course, the best tagline in the world that y'all ain't talking about. Way bigger than sports. Tell your friends and everybody else about me. I'm trying to get this thing situated. Thank you very much for tuning in. Check this out. This weekend, we bring some more interviews to y'all. I thank everybody. This is the Big E interview. The motherfucking intelligent. He inspires me. Real talk. Shout out Big E. Shout out to his show that's coming out November 4th in New York City. All right, let's get the thing cracking. Turn your shit down, song. So you motherfuckers can hear me. Right on. We gonna start off right here in Las Vegas. The Raiders finally fire Josh McDaniels' ass. Finally. Crazy. But kind of finally. Dave Ziegler's ass too, GM. Tony O. Pierce, defensive coordinator, going to be the interim head coach. When Al Davis was at Al Davis, my bad, rest in peace. When Mark Davis was asked why about the fire, he said, his words, after much thought about what the Raiders need to move for and the Raiders need to move forward, I have decided to part ways with Josh and Dave. I wanted to thank them both for their hard work and wish them and their families nothing but the best. God damn, Mark. He was also asked to elaborate by ESPN about the firings. He said, no comment at all. Now, I want everybody to understand this. Just last year, same motherfucker Mark was asked what the same thing about Josh McDaniels. What is he doing a good job? He said, I think he's doing a great job. That's exactly what his words was. This motherfucker fired after fucking 7 games. Well, 8. Fired after 8 games. Halfway through the season, he gone. But okay. That damn Aces victories, that back-to-back, got used to winning over there. He like this. Some girls don't got in his ear. You know they're manipulative. Girls don't got in his ear. The right way. Josh should have been gone. And what I'm really mad about this whole thing is, I ain't a Derek Carr fan, but you did Derek Carr wrong to the motherfucker, bro. You sat him down with the last two games of the season, basically blamed the shit on him, didn't pay him, send him on his way. You gonna bring in Jimmy G, who is not a fucking upgrade to David Carr, to Derek Carr. Bring him in. He got that stank it up. It's week 8. He got the most interceptions in the league. And he ain't played in two games. But let that be that. But we that's another fucking topic. We stand on Jimmy G ass right now. My bad, Josh. Speaking of Jimmy G, mark them benches ass. You giving this motherfucker $40 million. But now you're gonna bench him. You ain't even wanna pay fucking Jacobs. I don't know what the fuck you billionaires doing. Y'all motherfuckers dumb as fuck. You just throw money around. Listen to those stupid motherfuckers tell y'all something. What the fuck? Should have been fired this fool. Or you gonna do this shit and make him finish the fucking season? You know, man, this fucking fuck been fucking terrible. Why the fuck you gonna stop now? Motherfucker ever. Mark Davis. Aiden O'Connor is QB1 at the Las Vegas Raiders now. Aiden, he should have been anyway. They'll bench Jimmy G, like, for real. Even this motherfucker healthy, he ain't gonna play. But he the backup. You go from the Super Bowl to a backup for the Raiders, nigga. Then, speaking of Josh, I ain't forgot about your ass. All you gonna do is crawl your bitch ass back in New England. Get up under Belichick. And get your job back. I'm going to give you to you a great offensive coordinator when you had Tom Brady. Tom Brady ain't there no more. Mac Jones there. Y'all had some kind of success with Mama just going back. He's going to take you back. He's struggling right now, too. Maybe y'all can salvage your season putting your ass back over there. Don't ever get another motherfucking job. Owners, stop recycling these sorry-ass dudes. Let them stay where the fuck they at. But you won't do it. Punk ass on. Tony O. Pierce is black. Hope he run it up on y'all ass and get some and beat Kansas City or something and keep that job. Which I fucking doubt. But who the fuck else is out there? I will give him a fucking shot. I bet he runs Josh fucking Jacobs. Holler at Mark, like, what the fuck made you do it today? Like, the day after Halloween. Like, what made you do it today? What made you do it today? What was it already building up? Was it the Aces? I guarantee it was the Aces, because you had fun with them chicks. They wouldn't even championship. These niggas ain't even get to the playoffs. I'm still mad about Derek Carr. The way y'all did Derek Carr, I'm fucking mad about that shit still. You sat him down last two games of the season, then you sit his ass off. Then you didn't want to pay him, then you sit him off. Then you get Devontae, you drag Devontae Adams here because of Derek Carr. Then your stupid ass get rid of Waller for whatever fucking reason. And you get Devontae. You get Chandler. What the fuck is going on over there in that goddamn Death Star? Shit. They don't have to salvage a seat because you still got to pay. People don't know this. They're still paying John Gruden. He had 4 years left on his guaranteed money on his contract. They got to pay that shit. Josh got 2 years. They got to pay that shit. Guaranteed money, they got to pay that shit. Jimmy G, they going to cut this nigga. They going to have to. And keep Hoyer, I guess, because what do you got, like a $12 million injury bonus? Not bonus, but like guaranteed money. And he fucking injured. Shit. $12 million. That's to cut his ass. You rebuild it again. Because you listen to the wrong motherfucker. Now he on the streets. Derek Carr gone. And he ain't do nothing wrong. You just didn't put the right motherfuckers around him. When you did, you got the wrong coach. Again. Who else is out there, bro? I know you had to get rid of him. I'm pretty sure the locker room like, fuck this nigga. At the same time, it's like, who else is out there? Tonio Pierce, do your thing, bro. Come on. Raiders, I can't stand the Raiders, but bro, this shit is terrible. You gotta start over again. Do you know? I think they fucking know that. He had to have this meeting with these motherfuckers. Like, look, we gotta beat this shit down to the middle. Send this motherfucker back to New England. And his boy. Zig, you going with him, I'm pretty fucking sure. Jimmy G gotta sit his ass down. Aiden O'Connell should have been starting any fucking way. Where the fuck was all that at last year? Game 2. Game 4. You gotta walk down when you was up 20. Four games. You was up 20, you gotta walk down. And you lost. And you said your motherfucking self, Mark, I think you're doing a great job. All of a sudden you got an epiphany, nigga. You actually saw the numbers. Somebody finally fucking took that shit off the top of your head. You can fucking see. Bruh. Ooh, I can't stand these niggas. I guess they give me something to fucking hate on. But he gonna crawl back in New England and get his job back like the rest of the motherfuckers did. Belichick save these niggas. So when he get fired, or if he get fired, if he walks away, them niggas is done. That Belichick tree gonna be gone, finally. Fuck them niggas. I ain't taking away from Belichick. He's a GOAT. Stupid ass motherfucker saying Tom Brady. Nigga, he ain't shit. Tom Brady ain't shit without him. Miss me with that shit. We can discuss this on another day. About to move forward. But they finally fired Josh McDaniels' ass, and I guess he said he don't eat that money. That's how bad he wants your ass gone. He gonna eat that money. God damn. Next. James Harden finally got another fucking trade to the damn Clippers. This nigga get everything he fucking want, bro. Every fucking thing. I want to go here. I don't like it here no more. I want to go here. All right. Bitch ass nigga. Anyway, James Harden trade to the LA Clippers. Get the Lakers he want his ass. Clippers turned down a trade probably less than a week ago, that is 17%. I think the Clippers sent this shit to them. I'm thinking. The money ain't exchanged all that shit yet, but these people are gone, and these picks are gone. 76ers received Marcus Morris, Nicholas Batum, Robert Covington, Kenyon Martin Jr., 2 first-round picks, 1 first-round pick swap, 2 second-round picks for James Harden, PJ Tucker, and some nigga named Felipe Presivo, whatever the fuck his name is. Pet Rusev. You're destroying these dudes. But yeah. That. James Harden. This dude done been on Brooklyn, 76ers, Houston. He done fought his way out of only 3 teams, 3 contending teams, and they ain't did shit with him on either one of those teams that he went to. Went to the Nets, didn't do shit. Asked for a trade, because he ain't like his role there. 76 is Doc Rivers. Doc Rivers a problem. Now Daryl Morey. My homeboy Aaron, I'm gonna give you a shout out, boy. You told me I went at James Harden too hard, but nigga, I had to. I can see the other side of this shit, but bro, you getting everything you want. And when you get there and you see it ain't green on the other side, nigga. Then you get mad at that shit, it ain't your way. Nigga, you knew that. You knew Daryl Morey line. Daryl Morey don't say your career the way it is because of Daryl Morey. And you mad at him right now? Because he said a little thing that you probably took wrong. But just say he did promise you that. The Clippers still... Are you mad at him now? You went to the Clippers. He traded you. You still mad at him? Did he lie? Well, he didn't do it when you wanted him to do it. That's a lot. Going for your ass, bro. I mean, PJ Tucker, yeah, but you, nigga? 4 dudes. 3 mediocre, but that could actually play. And five picks? Nigga, please. Shit. Nick Batum, Robert Covington, and Kenyon Martin Jr. Oh, that is for Marcus Morris. And Marcus Morris, Nick Batum, Robert Covington, Kenyon Martin Jr., two first round picks, two second round picks, and a first round pick swap for James motherfucking Harden. 2023. I'm shaking the table, I'm sure. My bad. For James Harden. Like 2023 James Harden. Like fat suit James Harden. Kicking it with little baby James Harden. That James Harden. That oh my God. I'm not hating, I'm just you got what you wanted. Can you just show up just this season so people can shut the fuck up, bro? Can you just show up? That's all I want you to do. Go out there, get them to the finals. Even the West Finals, because they never been there. Get them to the West Finals. It's a successful season for the Clippers. With who they have, yo ass, James Harden, Westbrook, Kawhi, George. Come on. Now gave away their fucking bench. Shit. Bruh. I guess they said, fuck it, we going for it. So I guess Westbrook at the one, I guess him and James gonna take turns at the one. PG at the three. Him and Kawhi two way. Two bots in the middle. Nigga, them niggas ain't going nowhere. Shit. Three niggas gonna get hurt. They gonna be Westbrook and Zubac at the end of the fucking season. Like last season. Fuck the Clippers is doing. Like it's looking like the Raiders right now. Fuck. Oh my, bro. Whew. Alright, Steve Ballmer, y'all, you rich too. That don't mean you ain't a dumb motherfucker. I mean, you can get rich, you know how to get money. I don't know how to spend that shit. When you got everything, I guess you don't give a fuck. But everybody, James Harden is in the Clippers. I'm pretty sure we'll be talking about this shit more. Moving on. We're going to get into some week 8. We got to talk about some football, of course. I hope this shit ain't too loud. Switch this up a little bit. Change it up. Where we at? Then we got to talk about them Cowboys. Cowboys dominate Rams 43-20. Should have been a better blowout than that. Rams got a little going for a minute. You know, coming back just a little bit, but hey, where we at? Where we at? Oh shit. And Dak had a great game. And they still don't want to get this dude with his props. Just because he got a star on the side of his helmet. Dude ain't did nothing to nobody. 43-20. Dak Prescott, 25 of 31, 304 yards, 4 touchdowns, 1 interception. 133.7 quarterback rate. That's great for fucking Dak Prescott. Tony Pollard, 12 of 53 on the ground. CeeDee Lamb, 12 catches, 14 targets, 158 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Bob, motherfucking time, Dak. Motherfucking throw the ball down the field. That fucking dump off shit. Fuck these niggas. Brandon Cooks got into the action. 3 catches, 49 yards on the touchdown. Ferguson, tight end, 4 for 4 for the touchdown. Gallup, I don't know what the fuck you doing, Michael Gallup. Jay, you should at least trade that nigga since you ain't want to do nothing. You ain't want to pick nobody up. Get rid of this nigga. Turpin out a catch. They just threw that bomb with everybody. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 11 motherfuckers. Okay. So what you got to do, Dak? 12, 16, 25 rushes. Go to the other side of football. Rams. I got Cooper Kupp on my team. This nigga ain't do nothing. 4 for 21. You raggedy. Nakua on my team. 3 for 43. You raggedy. Swans, what's his name? Skowronczyk got a touchdown. I don't even know who that is. Freeman got a rushing touchdown. Stafford with 13 for 22, 162, 1-1. Damn. That was in your ass, boy. Aaron Donald had a sack. Oh, yeah, 2 sacks. My bad. Michael Parsons, well, you gonna check on your ass, all the shit you been talking. We better back it up. Oh, he had a sack. 2 solos, pass deflection. Tank. 2 solos, pass deflection. Okay. He only got that nigga one time. Bet. Wilson had 5. Of course, DeRon Bland with the pick 6. Third of the season. Still don't get no props. Fuck y'all. Cowboys dominate. 40 whiners. Lose again. Where the fuck you at, Q Mega? Bring your ass on this motherfucker. I know you looking, nigga. Ran this nigga off the show. 41 to lose again. Third straight loss. This time it's to the Bengals, 31 to 17. Let's look at these stats. Joe motherfucking Burrow. You everybody know the Bengals start off a little slow. I'm still not a fan, but I'm going to wave my flag. Joe Burrow, 28 for 32. 283, 3 touchdowns, no picks. Mixon, 16 for 87 on the ground. And a touchdown. Jamar Chase, check this shit out. 10 catches, 100 yards, and a touchdown. 12 targets. Boyd had a touchdown. I can't even say this dude. I'm destroying this dude. I see your vices. Had a touchdown. 1 catch with a touchdown. Jamar Chase, 12 targets, 10 catches, 100 yards. Touchdown. Are you kidding these niggas out here? Let me explain this to y'all real quick. Because you know I'm going to say something about these. Because you know they beat the shit out of Dallas. And that's all they still stuck on that. You 5-0, now you 5-3. You won your Super Bowl in week 5? Look like it. You can just only beat the Cowboys? Seem like it. Last couple years, that's what it was. Beat the Cowboys, then you lose after that. Beat the Cowboys, then you lose after that. Beat the Cowboys, go Super Bowl, still lose. Who you going to blame it on now? Oh, we're going to blame it on defense. You blame it on Jimmy Garoppolo. Now you going to blame it on defense. Defense is what got your sorry ass. Where the fuck y'all at right now? And you want to blame it on the defense? Brock Purdy looked like the last pick. He looked like the last pick. It was his last pick for a reason. All the analysts, analysts, I'm going to call them analysts, crying this nigga dick. 3 weeks ago, he was the front runner for the MVP. All of a sudden, I'm like, he's just a game manager that got a good defense. We been fucking saying that. But now these hoe ass niggas saying it in this fucking barn. Nigga, fuck y'all. At the same time, been telling y'all, take away McCaffrey, take away a couple more weapons and shit. Same motherfucker. You look the same shit y'all talking about Dak Prescott. That's what the fuck he looking like now. Dak Prescott. But all of a sudden, it's his defense. When it's Dak, it's Dak. Fuck you, bitch ass niggas. Take this L. All 3 of them, nigga. 5-3. From 5-0. Get your ass out of my face. 40 whining. Gang bang. Gang bang. Moving on. We got another upset. Russell motherfucking Wilson. I told you I'll leave that motherfucker alone. Stop talking about his wife. He got mad. He finally got mad. You brought up Sierra. You gonna piss this dude off. You can talk about me all you want, but they tell my girl. Russell Wilson don't woke up. He ain't do that much. He did what he's supposed to do. Because he got fucking drowned last year by y'all hoe ass niggas. The nigga do 3 touchdowns. They got 24 points. 12 for 19, 114, 3 touchdowns. People want him to throw for 3,000 yards. This ain't Seattle, bro. Hit the record ass Broncos. I'm about to get to the point, Sean Payton. Is he? You want to do Tom Brady like that with Belichick, but you want to do Him with that with Breeze. Come on now. You gonna do a bad check? Do it with Breeze. Tom Brady gone now. Belichick struggling. They rebuilding, be for real. Are the Saints rebuilding? Got the same defense. So does Belichick. Got a different quarterback. Got a different coach, too. That motherfucker was there when they were getting their ass whooped. Then he left. How you trade a coach? I ain't never seen that shit before. That's how I go in the motherfucking NFL. Check it, though. Fucking with it. Jerry Jeudy, 2 for 50. Touchdown. He need to shut up and play. Leave Steve Smith singing along before he beat your ass, because he's going to beat your ass. You keep talking about him. Leave that nigga alone and play. Cortland Sutton is out there playing if he can get the ball. 2 for 29. Touchdown. It seems like all they catch is fucking spectacular. I don't know what the fuck Russell Wilson doing with this nigga. 19 attempts. Jay Williams. On my fantasy team. Motherfucker showed up. I'm glad I picked this nigga up. Javonte. 27 for 85. He didn't get a rushing touchdown though. But he got a fucking receiving touchdown. 3 for 3, 13 yard touchdown. Receiving. 27 carries by the running back. Bob, take the pressure off this nigga Russell Wilson. Sean. Stupid ass. 19 passes. And you won the game. 19 passes. He threw fucking 3 touchdowns on 19 passes. 12 completions. 3 of them bitches in touchdowns. No interception. Nigga got sacked 6 times though. Sacked? 6 sacks, nigga? And you still won 20-49 against the Chiefs? The Chiefs got 6 sacks, nigga. And they lost 20-49. If the Chiefs get 6 sacks, nigga, this should be fucking 90-24, nigga. The Chiefs. What the fuck the turnovers were? Ain't no motherfucking way. 5 turnovers. The fucking Chiefs. That's why. Shit. Patrick Mahomes, 24 for 38. 213 yards. Patrick Mahomes. That motherfucker on my fantasy team. You raggedy. 2 interceptions, no touchdown. Patrick Mahomes, y'all. Isaiah Pacheco, 8 carries. The most by one back, 40 yards. Leading rusher, no touchdown. Patrick Mahomes with a second leading rusher, 3 for 20. Patrick Mahomes with a second leading rusher. Travis Kelce, 6 catches, 9 targets, 58 yards, no touchdown. Valdez Scantling, 2 for 27. Watson, 2 for 42. Rice, 4 for 56. Bro. It's Taylor, bro. I'm telling you, dog. It's fucking Taylor, bro. She the fucking man curse. Put your niggas on the cover. She just pops the fuck up. Kelce, I know it's going to be hard, bro. But get rid of her ass. What the fuck is most important to you? Being popular, which you already are, or winning? Super Bowls, nigga. Yeah, she real shit wet on your ass. She won't come to, hey, baby, stay, hey, stay your ass at home. Watch the game at home. Go to the bar. What the fuck? Telling you, bro, it's her. Don't even, just dump her ass. You gonna lose. If you lose this year, they gonna blame it on Taylor. They ain't gonna blame it on Patrick Mahomes, motherfucker. Be for real. They gonna blame it on that golden boy. Shit. Not Patrick Mahomes. But I'm going to give Russell Wilson his fucking props. 3 touchdowns on these niggas. And I picked him. I told y'all. Russell fucking Wilson. Where we at? Chris Jones. Where you at? He didn't even have a sack. Other motherfuckers had sacks. But him being there probably caused that shit. He did about 2, 4, 6, 8. He did about 12 people. 241 yards, 2 interceptions. 24 for 38. 241, 2 picks. 5 turnovers total. He had a fumble loss. Hartman had a fumble loss. Valdez Scantling had a fumble loss. Hardman had a fumble loss. That's what your ass get. Shout out to Russell Wilson. Kill him. We gonna go to the Seagulls. The Philadelphia Seagulls. Winning the Commanders 38-31. The Commanders played a good game. Them niggas had to leave for a minute. But of course, they the fucking Commanders. 38-31. 38-31. Eagles. And Washington, AJ Brown. What is that? Eagles set. Eagles wide receiver AJ Brown sets a record. Hauls in ridiculous one hand catch on touchdown. Oh my God. I think, what his record is? 125 yards in the last six games. Most in NFL history? Some bullshit. I mean, shout out. 8 for 130. Two touchdown, AJ Brown. Dotson, Washington. 8 catches, 108, one touchdown. Brian Robinson rushing 10 and 59. Swift, 16, 57, one touchdown. Jalen Hurts, 29 for 38, 319, and four touchdown passes. Get the fuck out of here. Zero, two sacks, 319, four touchdowns, 29-38. Bro. He only ran the ball four times. AJ, 8 for 8, 132 touchdown. I wouldn't even guard this nigga. Devontae, 7 for 7, 99 yards on the touchdown. Jones had a catch for a touchdown. Gainwell, 5 for 5. Everybody catching the fucking ball. He only missed 9 passes. Now, damn. All right. Washington, Sam Howell, 39-52. Four touchdowns, one pick. That's a lot. Robinson had 10 carries. That's the most by a back. Sam Howell had a fumble. What are you whack? Dotson, 8 for 108. Crowder, 7 for 50 for 95 in a touch. Dotson had a touch. McLaurin had 5 for 63. He had 12 targets, though. Touchdown. Chalmers, 6 for 44 in a touchdown. He threw the ball 6, 7, 8, 11 people, too. Bruh, Howell actually looked pretty good. But our defense is way better than fucking Washington, nigga. So we gonna see you next week. We gonna wear your ass out, Jalen. Welcome to Philadelphia, nigga. We'll talk about that later. I'm gonna give you a shout out, though. You did your thing. We better move it on to the Jets and the Giants. I don't even wanna talk about that shit as much as I wish I could bring the clip up. I ain't got time for that shit right now. That's how I do. Anyway, the Jets came back, kicked the fucking extra point. A field goal. Went to overtime, beat the Giants. Giants leading the whole fucking game. Trash. He ended up getting hurt. Tyrod ended up getting hurt. What else? Dan Jones still fucked up, I think. I don't think they put him back in. They put whoever the third string guy in. I think Tyrod out for the season. Not sure yet, though. Check my other side of my notes. Nah. They don't say out for the season. They say injured. But he is injured. Anyway, just came back and won. Panthers win the first game of the season. Welcome to the fucking win column. They beat the Texans. I thought the Texans were going to drag these niggas. But Bryce pulled that shit off. Even though the motherfucker got sacked six times. 22 for 31. 235 in a touchdown for Bryce. Chuba Hubbard. 15 for 28. He threw the ball to Trimble. Tommy Trimble. Caught a touchdown for Bryce. Houston, C.J. Stroud, 16 for 24, 140, 0 and 0. Pierce, 12 for 46. They kind of shut everybody down. Noah Brown, 3 catches, 57. Collins, 4 for 30. Okay. Wait. Let me see that real good. Panthers defense showed the fuck up. I guess both defenses showed up. 220 yards, 224 yards. 55, 56, and 61 plays. Okay. 44 rush yards by the Panthers. That's trash. But they fucking won. Shout out to Bryce. Roll Tide. NFL trade deadline, everybody. Somebody said, change the motherfucking music. Put this one on. This one by my boy Lowe's too. Shout out to Lowe's Norris. My bad. Where we at? Trade deadline. Like an Eagle still trading everybody. I don't know where to get all this money from, but shit. 49ers pick somebody up. Chase Young. Traded to the 41ers for a conditional third round pick. Mean it. If they go to playoffs or some shit like that, they give a Washington a third round pick that could turn into a second. If they go to playoffs or Super Bowl or some shit like that, it turns into a second. Some shit like that. Anyway. Where Brother Purdy playing, we'll find out. Chase Young, everybody on the foot. But this is my whole thing. What the hell is Washington doing? Like, I know. And speaking of that, I gotta bring both of these up. Montez Sweat traded to the Bears. The Bears. Montez Sweat. They didn't say what they was getting back for this motherfucker. They just say he traded to the Bears. Montez Sweat, if everybody paid attention. Probably not to the fucking Commanders. He went off 2 weeks ago on the team. Like, it's been 7 fucking years, same fucking shit. No, blah, blah, blah. They played a good against the Eagles last week. I thought they were going to beat him. He was, of course, Jalen Hurts. Do his fucking thing, come back and win. New management. Magic Johnson is there too. Couple other motherfuckers. Sweat is pissed off. So it's like, why even keep him there if he don't want to be there? Send him away. But they traded Young first. And everybody remember, Young was injured damn near all last year. Again, he came in this year, he ain't the same Chase motherfucking Young. They got the same D-line, Sweat still doing his thing, Payne still doing his thing, but Young ain't. I mean, I think it's a third round just because he was a high pick. That's why it's a third rounder, you know, he's still in this rookie contract. I know he going back over there, Ohio State, both some niggas gonna, whatever, them niggas gonna do good in pros. We know how that shit go. Cool, because Bosa do need some fucking help. At the same time, are you getting that, Chase Young? I understand that defense is great, supposedly. But that's like, is he gonna be clowny, is what I'm saying. He gonna have spurts, or is he gonna dominate? I don't think he's going to dominate. That's what I don't think. Because he ain't do it in Washington. He's the best player. To me, he's probably the best player on that D-line or the whole defense. They barely calling this motherfucker. They barely calling this motherfucking name out there. He'll get a couple sacks and assists here and there. They ain't talking about him like that. Trade his ass. You don't want to be here? That Magic Johnson, you know, he's sitting all the Lakers to get AD. Remember? All the Lakers. They got LeBron and AD. We gonna make this shit work. Whatever. My bad. That wasn't Magic. That was Rob's stupid ass. Anyway. Maybe it was Magic. Look at what. Anyway. They sent all the Lakers for this nigga. You see what he doing. They got a bubble championship, but see what the fuck he doing. That's all I'm saying. He's on a good defense. Maybe when he get, if he ain't getting double teamed, maybe he can show out. I ain't taking nothing away from him. But why did Washington give him up so easy? That's all I'm saying. And they ain't fucking bad right now. I mean, they fucking losing this shit. But what the fuck is the Commanders' fucking record? 2-3-5. You kind of out of it, but you ain't. But you kind of giving up. So you gave away your two best defense linemen. What you telling your coach, bro? You got rid of Heineke last year, who probably was your best player, especially at quarterback. For how? Okay, cool, but at least keep Heineke. But whatever. This is what we got. Now you're giving away these two players. You got a brand new offensive coordinator in the enemy. Riverboat probably gone. The enemy probably gone too. They probably about to start over if they're giving these cats away in week 9. I guess 3-5. That's what it is, bruh. I don't get it. But hey, they must know something that we don't know. Again, look at Russell Wilson ass when he went to Broncos. They have his ass away pretty. I'm like, they gave this motherfucker away easy. I don't give a fuck what he said. You gave this nigga away too easy. And look what he doing. Look what Seattle doing. Shit. Pay attention. Anyway, I think that's a good pickup, but we'll see what's up. Josh Dobbs, quarterback, actually this year's starting quarterback for the Arizona Cardinals, traded to the Vikings. Kirk Cousins torn Achilles tendon. He might be done. He might be done. Like, forever. Probably not. Probably come back. He is a quarterback. But we got Achilles. They traded Josh Dobbs, who's starting. Not on the bench. This nigga's starting for the Cardinals. He beat the fucking Cowboys. And this nigga is going to the Vikings now. Goddamn, Arizona. I guess Kyler Murray gonna play. We're gonna find out. Giants trade Leonard Williams, traded to the Seahawks. Seahawks trying to bolster their damn lineup. Actually, that's a good pickup. I think the Giants fucking throwing it in too. Especially the fucking loss of the goddamn Jets. Donovan Peoples-Jones traded to the Lions. More receivers coming from Cleveland. Didn't say what they was getting back. They got a third round pick. Oh, my bad. Except a sixth round pick. Donovan Peoples-Jones traded to the Lions. Oh, but Jack, I'm going to have everybody throw the fucking ball to. That's what's up. This is just a few more, but I ain't talking about them fucking sorry ass trades. These things gonna be impactful. Just heard this today. Rest in peace to Bobby Knight, Indiana coach, championship coach. Bobby Knight, rest in peace. One of the greatest. Probably known more for anything, talking shit to the refs, throwing a chair onto the court. Don't have anything. It was that. I should have brought that video up, but hey, y'all know who the fuck he is. Shout out to the coach. Rest in peace. Moving on to college football rankings. Ohio State jumps Georgia for the number one position. Georgia moves number two. Michigan State. Michigan, my bad. The Wolverines. 3. And Florida State is number 4. I didn't make it. I just look at that shit and laugh. I don't know how Ohio State jumped them niggas, but okay. In the college football playoff, I've never seen that, but hey, I guess they tired of the SEC. Ohio State and Michigan got to play each other. I got Michigan. I think it's going to be a fucking rout, actually. But hey, we're going to see when they play. Start Ohio State right now. Psych. Tyson Fury wins a split decision versus a USC French in the corner. Check this out. I want that fight. The split decision shit was some bullshit. That motherfucker lost that fucking fight. I don't give a fuck what nobody's saying. Let me turn this shit down a little bit. Tyson Fury. You lost that motherfucking fight, dog. I don't give a fuck what the fuck you talking about, what the fuck any judge or any punk ass motherfucker in the stand say. You lost that fight. I only fucking renegade that shit to your ass because UFC motherfuckers for the first time coming back whooping your ass, beating the champion. From the UFC, you got other boxers that you beaten the shit out of. And you got a UFC dude coming down for the first time, trained by Mike Tyson, of course. Beat your ass. That nigga beat your ass. Just be 100. He knock you down. Beat your ass. They gave it to him. Get the fuck out of here. You can't let a USC dude come over there and dominate boxing like that is why he won. Miss me with that shit. Sport politics, man. Miss me with that shit. Hopefully he fighting again. Fuck that Tyson Fury shit. I don't even want to watch that shit no more after the fucking stupid ass shit. World Series. Arizona, I got y'all, bro. I got y'all, Arizona. Check this out. Ranger lead the series 3-1. I think that are you playing right now? Let me check and see. This is bullshit. Arizona. It's over. 5-0. They just tucked it in. Over. The Rangers won. Like I said, I'll take this shit down. The Rangers are the champions. 23 Texas Rangers. Matches Mac bet on, so you know they were going to win. 5-0 victory in game 5 in Arizona. You ain't get no motherfucking points. You got one last week. Well, yesterday. What are you niggas going to win? I don't want no smoke. You got walked down in game 1. You got to walk down game 1. Because it was 5-3 all the way to the 9th. And I'm for came back. They ended up going in overtime. Extra innings, my bad. And Texas got the hit. You got to walk down that one. You won game 2. 9-1 like you supposed to. That's how you play. They won game 3. Texas won game 3. They beat y'all ass game 4. And they swept y'all. Shout out to the Rangers. Cowboy, what the fuck are y'all gonna do? I think I came to the end of this bridge. Guess I have. What we got on here? I want to talk about it. I don't really want to talk about it. I'm going to talk about it. I got a little time. I'm going to be a part. This shit going all over YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, all that shit. Way bigger than sports. This feminism shit getting crazy. This woman in power shit getting crazy. Check this out, bro. NBA, ex-NBA Joe Smith's wife has an OnlyFans. She didn't even tell this nigga. So she got one. She got one. The motherfucker found out. She going across the bottom. Confronts his wife by having an OnlyFans page. And she records the entire argument with against him on the phone saying she ain't going to get rid of that shit. This is her for taking all the shit she took over the years. This is her, she ain't say payback, but that's what she meant. So, I'm going to go out there and bust it open. People like, she ain't busting it open. She's her own fan. Listen. When you show skin, the more money you get. When you get smashed, the more money you get. You think she on that just doing clothes? Bikinis and shit? For $10? $2? Miss me with that shit. Shit. He had to find out that she had a page. So that means somebody told her, hey, man, your wife got a page, bro. I think I watched that shit a couple times. Bro, I think your wife got a page. Because he didn't know. I don't think he went on the brands. We did. He saw it. I'm just guessing somebody told him. But it's like, bro, I think your wife my only fans. He go check. He fronted. She recorded the shit. First off, why the fuck you recording? First off, why the fuck are you recording? I don't give a fuck what we talk about. What the fuck are you recording for? Anything. What the fuck are you recording for? Are you fucking for real? Disrespectful. We just watched a fucking Cheesecake Factory chick get destroyed. Then she, bro, she don't love you no more. Get your ass out of there. You can't. She gonna take half, nigga, not all that shit. You gotta stay with that shit. She ain't deleting that account. Who's gonna bring that shit up, nigga? She fucking in her car talking about what she was gonna do. She gonna keep it, all that shit, whatever. I'm like, way bigger than sports, brother. Listen, men, check your shit. Ask your girl she had on the fan page. You might think she don't, but she probably do. Ask your main chick, not your side chick. It's your own fan page. Of course she's gonna name it something your stupid ass can't find. Ask her. So she lied to you. You see her later. cuss her ass, dump her out, whatever. But she tell you the truth, what you gonna do? You gonna keep it? Can you take it down? She ain't gonna take it down, nigga. She making more money than your ass is. His wife got an OnlyFans page and don't give a fuck, bro. No, I ain't taking it down. And you ain't gonna do nothing about it. Nigga, please. But whatever. Out your motherfucking mind. But hey, I just work here. And they don't even pay me. I want to thank everybody for tuning in to Undrafted All-Stars Sports Show, featuring your homeboy, your dog, your nigga, Sugar Doja the Great. And get able to tell your friends about me. Always in the hooch. Mister. Tell your motherfucking friends about me. Have a great motherfucking week. See y'all ass on Saturday, 11 a.m. Hot 72.5 FM. Hot 702.5 FM. I'm saying this shit too fast. Holla at y'all. Follow me on Instagram. I'm out of here. Have a great motherfucking week.